Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If you missed Tornado Shapiro Friday, it's because he's today. That is coming up at 3:30. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere, all night at marks-jewelers.com. The new question, should the Eagles be petty about the tush push tonight and do more of them? Be petty or don't be petty. 68% want the Eagles to be petty tonight and do more tush pushes. I would love it.
Oh, I'm sure everybody wants it.
Yes.
Just a drive of tush pushes.
Just don't waste a first down doing it.
Unless the game's over.
Yeah.
Unless you're late, up by three touchdowns, whatever.
Oh, hell, you can tush push down the field.
Oh,
if you want to do that.
Yeah. That would be great. A tush push. A tush four straight downs.
Put Tanner McKee in there.
Yes. Well, yeah, you might not want to do it.
If they do it once or twice, Jalen going to start getting teed off on.
In fact, you might want to put Sam Howell in there
right,
at that
Sam
point.
Sam Howell, yeah.
215-592-9494. A bunch of stuff went on yesterday, had nothing to do with us. We're going to talk about it now.
These teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the leg.
Down the socks!
Wow. Wow.
Could you have them put the music on it or whatever on the end there?
I was a little slow on the trigger finger.
Was that
there.
A Dallas sucks at the end?
Yeah, me and Matt will cook that up.
All right. A little around the leg. Big news in the NFC East. Brian Daboll fired. Fired. We had the report from Sean Morash last week that they were going to fire him after the Denver game. They decided not to. But man, yesterday was a masterclass from Brian Daboll in trying to get fired.
Yep.
Absolutely. First, you have him running Jackson Dart all over the place again. He gets a concussion, goes in for two plays after the concussion, by the way. Then, after the game, says he didn't know when the thing happened. And he lied and said, yeah, we thought he looked a little funny on the sideline. That's what we said to get him checked out. The same guy that's trying to rip him out of the blue tent a month ago is checking to see if he has a concussion.
Yeah.
Oh, what a liar. And then they blow the game.
Yeah. That was the icing on the cake right there.
Four double-digit leads on the road the Giants have blown this year.
Yeah.
Four double-digit leads on the road.
How did we lose this team?
It's unbelievable.
I'm saying, how do we lose to this team?
Oh, I know. Get our asses kicked by this team.
Yes.
Yeah. So they don't fire Shane. They just fired Daboll. I think it remains to be seen whether they fire Shane or not. If you're the Giants, I guess, maybe you don't fire Shane yet because you don't know what's out there. Maybe you wait until the end of the year. What good does it do? The trade deadline's over.
Right.
The draft isn't happening. You know.
Well, they said he's going to help lead the search for the new head coach.
Well, they got to say
that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you if you're the Giants, do you let him now there's talent there. Do you let him hire another coach or do you start over again?
I would just wipe my hands with it because with him, there's also the Saquon thing that's still there too.
Oh right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like him, he didn't come off looking very good in that Hard Knocks where he couldn't imagine someone paying Saquon to come there and then basically telling Saquon to go out there and find a deal, and if it's do us a favor, come back and let us try to match it or see if we want to match it, only for you to say you don't want to match the deal.
Right.
Coming back. So, yeah, this is just a wipe the slate clean, get somebody in there, let them hire their own people, do their own thing. Yeah, because there is actually talent on the team, and the way the Giants are going, they're going to have a top five pick. So I would say, if I'm looking at all the teams where they could fire guys, unless you just want to live in Miami, like, other than that, New York is probably the most attractive job when it comes to talent.
Do you think John Mara makes a phone call to one Bill Belichick and says, do you want to come back where it all started?
I would.
Would you?
If I was John Mara, yeah.
Really? You don't think it? You worry about game passing them by?
I do.
Okay.
But you I still do worry about that, but I'm thinking to myself, okay, if there's not a hot young offensive-minded coach, like there's not a Ben Johnson available that you can bring in, you want to bring in somebody that brings in a name for you. And Bill Belichick has ties to the Giants. I don't know if there's another fan base that would give Bill Belichick the grace to come in. Even though they beat him for two Super Bowls, he also won two Super Bowls there with Parcells. So I think there's still that relationship there.
Go ahead.
I wonder if also Lane Kiffin, because Dart at Ole Miss.
All right.
That's a good one, Fritzy.
Could be one.
Ooh, Lane Kiffin feels like a disaster in the NFL, doesn't he?
Yeah, he already was a disaster.
Leave college? He was a disaster in the NFL.
Oh, who did he coach?
He did the Raiders for a little bit.
Oh, he did coach the Raiders.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, but he seems a different guy now. I mean, he's like 35 when
he still whines a lot, though.
Yeah. Like college. I mean, he has his pick right now, doesn't he? Like Florida, LSU.
He's probably the number one sought-after coach. Yeah, you're right.
If you're him, you just stay in college.
Of course you do. I go to LSU.
Yeah.
Unless the NIL stuff is annoying, I don't know. I mean,
that's what he complains about most of the time.
Yeah, get ready to learn New York, pal.
Well, but yeah, the other thing is, if you complain about NIL stuff, you go to the pros, same thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's not any better, except that you're dealing with agents.
There's no transfer portal.
Yes, there's no transfer portal. Yeah. So the Giants looking for a new coach. Mike Kafka will be the interim head coach.
Former Eagle.
Former Eagle Mike Kafka.
Yep. Former Eagle great.
From?
Northwestern.
Yes.
And Mike Kafka really getting the, hey, do you want your first NFL head coaching opportunity? Here's the thing. Dart's hurt. Neighbors is hurt. Scatterboo's hurt.
Yeah, go
get in there.
Yeah, go coach these guys up.
Your best option is Jameis Winston.
Dude, Dart was cooking yesterday, too.
He was.
He's a player. 300 total yards and 3 touchdowns before he got hurt?
He's a player. He's a player. And that's why it was so dangerous. If you're the Giants, you make this move for no other reason.
Jackson Dart.
Yes. That Dable's going to get him killed.
Yeah.
I would say that the second biggest story in the NFL yesterday was just how good the teams around the NFC look. So Dan Campbell takes over play calling for the Lions. They dropped 44 on the Commanders.
Why did they do that?
I mean,
somehow Gibbs only got like 3 touches the week before.
And then he's like, Dan Campbell said, yeah, you're done, John Morton. Because he watched him most of the year, and the offense kind of looked similar to what it was under Ben Johnson. And then all of a sudden, he's calling plays.
Well, he must know something behind.
He just wants to run the ball.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's what he does.
Well, that's what he does. Yeah. Seattle puts
up. Get that ball to Gibbs.
Yep. He's pretty good.
I can't believe Gibbs might be better than Bijan.
I know.
They're both pretty good.
They're both pretty damn good. I'm just saying. Just imagine that. That's how good Gibbs is. And people were – I remember that draft when the Lions moved up to get Gibbs and people were criticizing the Lions. You don't move up to get – traded all that to get up and get a running back and this and that and the other, and you already have David Montgomery. Well, this is what they saw.
It's pretty good.
My goodness.
Seattle rolls, but you know, 5 minutes into the game, it's 28-0 over the Cardinals, who basically benched what's his face,
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, for Jacoby Brissett, a former Nick Sirianni quarterback, Jacoby Brissett in Indy. So Seattle rolls. That game's 35-0 after you blinked, and then the Rams go into San Francisco. Now San Francisco, a lot of injuries, but just obliterated them.
Yeah. Rams look terrifying.
Yep.
Thankfully, we got that win against them, because if there's a tie, we hold the tiebreaker.
Yep.
And I guess I wouldn't be as concerned about going to Los Angeles, because we'd go there and take over SoFi.
Yep.
They don't really have a home field advantage, but man, that is a good football team with a lot of talent, with a quarterback that is playing, man, he's playing some of the best football at that position. in the NFL every week. I mean, he has weapons at his disposal. He has a head coach that loves designing plays and getting guys open. Yeah, that Rams team, only reason I don't worry about the Rams as much is that I feel like we may have a psychological advantage over
them. Yes. I think there must be
something creeping in there. Yeah.
Because, I mean, they should have won that game here.
Yeah.
They should have won that game.
And the Seattle, it's just Sam Darnold.
Yes. Is he legit or not?
Yeah, that's all it is. Is Sam Darnold in the postseason. Can he do it in the postseason? Because that team looks like the best team in the NFL.
Matt Stafford, now the favorite to win the MVP, has thrown 4 touchdown passes each of the last 3 weeks.
Unbelievable.
And one of the reasons he is the favorite to win the MVP is that the Bills go to Miami and get Miami flu, and lose that game. And Josh Allen's line at the end of it looks pretty good. Threw for 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, but was doing nothing. That team doing nothing for the first 3 quarters of the game.
A lot of running around. I was waiting on Buffalo to make that. I'm like, okay, here it is. Here's when they come back. And then we got the monitors on in our studio. That was the interception where I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yep.
They're not gonna win this game.
Yeah, when they were up 16-0 and Buffalo scored.
I still thought Buffalo was gonna come back.
I said, oh, they're gonna score 3 straight touchdowns here. They're gonna say enough of this. A Miami team that must be dying to quit.
Yeah.
How do you 30 points to
that offense?
Yeah.
I mean, A-Chan was just, man.
Did you see Mike McDaniel driving around South Beach trolling Bills fans after the game?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
In his Capri pants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's convertible.
How's he trolling anybody?
Yeah. I don't know.
How's he trolling anybody? What, he got 3 wins?
Yeah, 3-7.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
God bless him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Trolling people?
God bless him. God bless him. That guy don't have a care in the world.
He must not, yeah. That guy barely has a job and he's trolling people.
He's like, fire me, don't fire me. Look at all the money I have. Doesn't matter to me. So there is your Around the League with its new intro.
I like it.
Yeah, these teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the league.
Dallas sucks!
And we are with the Dallas sucks.
Is that an outro? Or did you just play the intro
again? No, I put the intro again. Make sure. Hammer it home.
215-592-9494. Get to your calls right after. We talk about places going to hammer home. New appliances in your house. It's National Appliance Warehouse.
Listen, when you're watching the game tonight, you know, and you're like looking around your kitchen.
You're like, oh my God.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I want to have a party for the playoffs.
But no one wants to come to my house.
Because my appliances suck.
That's why I get the National Appliance Warehouse today, and they got you covered. So we always talk about, great savings events at National Appliance Warehouse where you can save even more on top of Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store, is the Black Friday Mega Sale. Already underway at National Appliance Warehouse.
You don't have to wait till Black Friday.
Don't need it. They're giving the savings right now. And they always say, listen, they're not the same as they used to be. Well, they are at National Appliance Warehouse. You can save up to 40% on over 100 brands, including Whirlpool appliances. So you have the right appliance at National Appliance Warehouse, 15,000 square foot showroom down there in Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. You have the right price, which is guaranteed by Price Assure. But on top of that, you're going to get an unbeatable customer experience they truly value. They truly value the customer experience.
Hell yeah.
And when you walk in there, they treat you like family. All
I
that
felt
good
like
stuff.
Family when I was in there. They started arguing with me about the process. And I was like, no, the different family.
Yeah, exactly yeah, right. Exactly ahead. Right. So listen, the Black Friday mega sale is underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. So get down there today or visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com and hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
215-592-9494. Rashad.
Michael
Uh-oh. Rashad in Detroit.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Rashad?
Hey, man, listen. We need both these games, right?
Yes.
Because I'm from Philly. My son's birthday is next Tuesday. So on Friday, we're going to go see the Pistons here because the Sixers are coming here to Detroit.
Okay.
Friday, we're going to see the Sixers. And then we're flying out Saturday morning so my son can have his first ever game at the Link.
Oh,
and
I love it.
I can't come back here. I cannot come back here with a loss.
No.
So, we need both of those. And, you know, the Lions aren't as good as people think they are. I mean, you give up that haul for Matthew Stafford if you're the Rams, and that goes to show you what they think of Jared Goff. He's a bum. I mean, I'm just being honest. I really think the Eagles have the best team in the league, like from top to bottom. How we made these moves to fix this defense, and we won't be all right. Like we will. These other teams, they got bigger problems. Jalen Hurts gonna get out there and win the game when we need him to win the game. And now the Sixers are back alive. It's the best time to be from Philly.
Oh,
it's the best time to be from Philly, man. I mean, I wish the Phillies would have got it done, but you know,
yeah,
we don't have $1 billion to spend on Shohei. So
yeah, yeah. So Rashad, how old is your son?
He is turning 5.
What? You're taking him to a Sunday night football game?
Hell yeah.
I sure am.
Oh,
put the hair in his chest.
He'll be asleep before the game starts.
We live in Detroit. My plan is to make sure he naps a lot.
Yes.
Before the game.
Yeah, he'll be asleep before the game starts.
His first ever football game was 2022 when the Eagles came to Detroit to play the Lions here in Detroit. And then the very next year, we went to that game as well. So, you know, I look at my wife and I'm like, well, babe. Yeah, he hasn't missed the Eagles-Lions game. Can't let him miss this one, especially when we're this good. You know, you got to get these memories started early, you know. And he already likes to say go Birds. You know, his favorite thing to say is F the Cowboys. It's the only swear word I let him say. I mean, I feel like if you're talking about the Cowboys, you have to say F in front of it. It's the only way it works. So, you know, he already has that big Philly energy.
Yeah.
So I need to get him around these Bird fans. I need to get him to a tailgate so he can be around it. He can feel it for real, you know?
Yeah, so Rashad, so here's my question. Detroit, if you were living somewhere where they were like, if you were in L.A., or if you were somewhere where they weren't super passionate about their football team, I could understand raising your son an Eagles fan. Detroit, they're lunatics about the Lions. Are you concerned that you're raising an Eagles? This kid's going to go to school in Detroit, and he's going to be an Eagles fan. They're all going to be Lions fans. You have any concerns about that?
Absolutely not.
You know,
the thing we got to remember about the Lions, the Lions are not a real franchise. You know, they got a whole bunch of first and second round picks, so they got a really good team right now, right? We're like, what, 3-4 years away from the Lions being garbage again? It's the Lions. It's the same old Lions. They feel good about themselves right now, you know, and it's good for them that Jared Goff sucked so much that the Rams said, we got to get rid of him and draft picks to get a real quarterback, right? So good for them. Right? But, I mean, let's be for real. The Eagles have been good my entire life. I grew up in Philly, you know. I grew up in West Philly, 59th and Arch. I went to John Barry before it was redid. So I'm really Philly. I don't know about what all these other cats calling and talking about. But, you know, my son, he's going to be on that too. And, you know, these Lions, they know they're not a good football team. They just got good. I've lived here for 7 years.
But hold on.
I lived here.
Rashad. You know your son's not from Philly, though, right?
So, you know, here's the thing.
His thing. You know he's from Detroit, though, right?
He was just born here, you know? He's Philadelphia, Michigan.
I feel you. I'm just messing with you. I feel you.
We real Philly in my house.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm with you.
It's green everywhere, you know? I got a frame canvas of the Philly special on my wall when you walk in my house.
Okay.
But, you know, so it's real out here. And my son, I told him, you know, why would you want to like a team that might not be good in a couple of years? That doesn't make any sense.
Well,
you know, like,
all of his friends at school are Lions fans.
Yep.
I know, and he lets them know already that he's smarter than me. You guys are Lions fans. That's just poor decision making. You know, my dad tells me all the time, you know, you've been thinking and listening your whole life. Why would you like the Lions? That doesn't even make any sense, you know? And my coworkers, I'm like, you know, they talk, the Lions are going to the Super Bowl. I'm like, you've only been hoping for that your whole life. And my team has been to the Super Bowl, I mean, three times.
Got two of them. Got two of them things. Got two of them things.
We do this. Like, it's coming. I mean, we got a quarterback who's been to the Super Bowl twice, and his last name not Brady or Mahomes.
That's right.
So, you know, hey, that's how many other quarterbacks can say that in this generation of football?
Not many.
So, you know, so my son, he knows good football. You know, he plays football. It's his flag right now. It's his flag.
Yeah.
You know, but we're going to get there. Teach him the basics.
I love it. It's good parenting. That's good parenting, man.
We'll see how good the parenting is. All right, Rashad.
Yeah.
Have a safe trip when you come out here. My favorite part, there's a lot I like about that call. My favorite thing is, look, the only curse word I let him say is the F word.
The harshest one.
Yeah, he's fine.
As long as it's in front of Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good Philadelphia right there, man.
He could just say Dallas sucks.
I'm like, he could just say that.
Yes.
But I'm like, dude, your kid is growing up with Lions fans. Like,
yes. And it's not, like I said, it's not a city where they could take or leave the football team.
Right. They love the Lions out there.
They like it more than any other team they
yes,
have.
Yes, yes.
It is. It's the Lions, it's the Red Wings, and then the Tigers and the Pistons out in Detroit. Wow, that poor kid.
And I'm not a poor kid.
You know, kids. Tell
me something fun about it.
Kid's going to go to
kindergarten. Wait, well, he's in Detroit, though.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Kid's going to go to kindergarten and say F Dallas.
Yeah, exactly.
Teacher's going to say, you're not allowed to say that. As long as it's in front of Dallas.
Go Birds.
I'm allowed to say it.
It's got to be tough on the kid that is in the classroom where everyone else has on Lions gear.
Yes.
It's school. What is it? They do the Lions the color day where you wear blue and gray or whatever.
So
he's in there with his Eagles gear on.
So all right. So I imagine I'm still thinking about this.
Yes.
We all know the Eagles are going to go to the Super Bowl. They're going to win the Super Bowl. Blah blah blah. Let's say for instance they don't, and let's say he is going to class and the Lions win the NFC Championship game and are going to the Super Bowl. And everybody
else is excited.
The school's decorated.
Yes.
Everybody's wearing their Lions stuff. They're going to have a rally at lunchtime. And Rashad's kid's going to be sitting in the corner saying F Dallas.
Good. Learn parenting. The heartbreak.
Well, yeah.
What a childhood.
That's tough for a five-year-old to have to. Had to really digest all of that,
and
man.
He's coming to the Sunday. A Sunday night football. I can't even stay up for Sunday night. I'd be asleep if I was at the game. Your son, years old, unbelievable.
Yeah, Rashad had good energy though.
Yes,
he has great intentions.
Yes, Philly is. I love Philly, man. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need these both, the Packers and the Lions, or is 1-1 okay? Also coming up next.
Yes.
Yes. Tornado Shapiro's weekend. Well, it's not even the weekend forecast. It's Monday.
We also
game
got
day
to
forecast.
Some guys that
game day forecast.
Yeah, who may not be playing tonight.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Wait, for the Eagles.
Yeah.
You mean...
Well, one they left here.
Yes, yes. We'll talk about that as well. Yes.
This is really...
Yeah, the guy's got to start at CB2 per Elliot.
We missed that one on Friday.
Yeah, healthy scratch again. There he goes. Another notch on the belt. 215. Hey, Mike. Mayock.
Ooh, boy.
All right. Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast is next.
Oh, this is the
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.